The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get back to sports coming up at the top of the hour. Now, I am not here to judge your activities. I have a pretty simple rule that I try not to spend my free time really worrying a whole lot about what other people do in their free time. You're allowed to do whatever you want to do. Now, I'm adventurous in some ways, but in some ways, I am not. I don't have any interest in bungee jumping. Maybe you do. Maybe you've gone a couple of times and you loved it. Maybe you've gone skydiving. Maybe you've done some other extreme sports, extreme physical activities that don't make a lot of sense to me. But you know what? That's your choice. You're allowed to be into those things. I don't ride roller coasters. Roller coasters are not part of my life. I will go to the amusement park with you, but I'm not getting on any of those rides. I'm the designated coat guy. I'm the designated hold my purse guy, and I'm happy to hold it. I'll sit there. I'll be on my phone. I'll go do some other stuff. I don't want to get on that roller coaster with you. I can't believe that you want to get on that roller coaster. I don't like the way they make me feel. Now, I'm going to tell you guys a story. I don't know if I ever told you this before, but this is important to me. Every year when I was a kid, we would go to St. Louis. My mom was just raising me at the time, didn't have a whole lot of money, so it was a really big deal to go to St. Louis for a road trip. And we would go to Six Flags. I don't remember how old I was, maybe 6, 7, maybe 8 years old. And this time it was cool because a lot of my family members came, so it wasn't just me and my mom. It was really cool. Now, I don't know if you guys remember the old Six Flags or not, or maybe this ride is still there. It was called the Mine Train. And I'm thinking, all my cousins are getting on here. I also want to ride the Mine Train. I'd never ridden a roller coaster before. I get on this thing. And I'm telling you, it was the scariest experience of my life. I've never been on a roller coaster since. I'm serious. I've never been on one since. What I don't like about roller coasters, you know that feeling in your stomach when you get on a roller coaster? I don't like that feeling. It does not feel good. It does not feel fun. I also don't like that I can't end this experience when I want to. Because once you're on there, you're on there. There's no getting off the roller coaster. There's no like, wee, that was fun. I think I'll stop now. No, we're in the middle of it. You've made the decision that you're riding this. So some of you are like, oh, Carrington, you're crazy. You've never ridden the Mamba? No. I don't even go to that part of the park. I don't even want you to think that I'm considering getting on the Mamba. I am not. I'm not getting on your Mr. Freeze or your Batman or any of these rides that you have deemed to be fun. I've never gotten on them. I don't have any interest or desire to get on there. The reason I'm telling you guys this story is because I need you to help me understand the logic of the person that would find themselves in this situation, because this person would never be me.
The tallest, fastest, and longest tilt roller coaster in North America has not had a successful start. Take a look at this video obtained by 19 News. People stuck on Cedar Point's newest ride, Siren's Curse, forced to get off after it broke down Wednesday night. This is the second time it's broken down since it opened on Saturday. You can see riders carefully walking along the tracks, hundreds of feet in the air, eventually making their way to a small emergency staircase. People who were at the park reported the riders being trapped for close to 40 minutes. These photos show a crew working to get everyone off the ride. We were told by a spokesperson from Cedar Point that riders were escorted off because it would not restart. Cedar Point celebrated the opening of Siren's Curse just 5 days ago on June 28th. Just hours into the grand opening, the 160-foot roller coaster experienced issues. The amusement park said it had a delay that paused the ride's operation, and the ride was stuck in the vertical position for approximately 10 minutes.
So hold on. Let me get this straight. Because I can look at a calendar. This ride opened on June 28th. It is already stopped mid-service twice. And folks still riding it? Hey, what's going on, man? You're telling me that you heard this thing just opened up. You're excited. Oh, it's going to be great. It's the newest ride, Cedar Park. Oh, I'm sure this is fun. You're telling me that you heard this thing got stuck for 40 minutes. You know how long 40 minutes is? One episode of Law and Order is 44 minutes. I mean, from the open until they solve the case, you have been stuck on this roller coaster. You're like, oh, that's not that big of a deal. I'm sure they got the kinks out. And then you went back on the roller coaster a second time and it got stuck again. You must be crazy. You want me to tell you the situation that I will never find myself in? I've found myself in some crazy situations. You know the situation I will never find myself in? Walking on the roller coaster. That's not a place I need to be taking a walk. There's plenty of places I'll take a walk. I'm not walking on the roller coaster. I've been at the amusement park. I've seen some of you walking on the roller coaster. I would never get on that thing again. 40 minutes? Just sitting there, hanging there, unsure of how long this will be. Never. You'll never catch me in this situation. Again, I don't judge you. If you like to ride roller coasters, that's awesome. I'm sure they're fun. They look fun. Every time I see a roller coaster, I think, man, you know what? I wish I wanted to get on these things. They seem really fun. I've been to Worlds of Fun with my friends, and everybody is riding rides and on the detonator and the boomerang and doing all this stuff. I wish that was in me. It's not. It's not. And stories like this confirm that I made the right decision. Somebody told me one time that the reason they made the sidewalk is because everybody ain't made for the street.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.